I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 250,000 refugees have returned to Afghanistan from Iran and Pakistan in recent months. Greg Kelly from Unknown Nation says their situation is dire. Many face poverty and Taliban threat. But despite the suffering, the gospel is finding its way.
When the church is under such extreme circumstances, we see the receptivity to the gospel increase. And in fact, Afghanistan is one of the fastest growing churches in the world.
One story tells of a son of a Taliban member who secretly accepted Christ, only to learn that his father had as well. As the number of believers grow, so does the need for leaders.
We are training hundreds of leaders inside of Afghanistan. These people are being equipped.
Then the beauty of diversity is often marred by division. People pay attention when there's every reason for differences, but there's love instead. Joe Handley with A3 says that at the recent Global Leaders Summit, 20 different nations and many theological backgrounds were represented. Yet these believers clearly cared for each other and mingled freely.
The hotel staff just came up to one of my colleagues and said, "Who are you guys? Like, this never happens, you know?"
Questions like that open the way to share the hope of Jesus.
Jesus is the unifying force for the body of Christ. And when we're at our best, we're able to show the depth of that unity because of our diversity.
A3's begun working with more Christian leaders in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. Pray for Spirit-led unity as their diversity increases. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.